Happy Easter. The name Easter can be traced to the German goddess of fertility and spring, Eostre. And there's a story about Eostre, who one winter, when it was cold and frigid, found a bird freezing to death. She turned the bird into a rabbit to keep her warm. But the rabbit kept laying eggs. And that bunny forever decorated her eggs to show appreciation. So as we celebrate Easter, to show our appreciation to Jesus for giving new hope, we are to decorate our lives. I want to share with you this morning what that may mean for you. We hear the words of Jesus to the women. They had been to the tomb, and they had been told that Jesus had been raised. And then they encounter Jesus himself, and Jesus says, "Greetings," which is translated, "Rejoice, rejoice, celebrate." And then he says to them, "Do not be afraid." Shares with them words of assurance and promise. And then instructs them to go and tell. They are given a mission. They are to be a witness to the risen Lord. The risen Lord who is now in their lives. And when we live under the lordship of that risen Lord, we are to announce Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the one whom we serve. Jesus reigns over our life. The risen Lord is active and alive. For through the intervention of God has radically transformed the world as we know it. We know from tragedy, suffering, abandonment, humiliation, and even death, there's now celebration. There's life. And it is our story to tell. We are limited. Our perspective is limited. But as we hear the story once again, God wants to shatter our limitations. Where the new breaks into the old. That's difficult for us. That's hard for us often in our lives. For this new to take hold of our lives, for this risen Lord to guide us and lead us in all that we do. Sometimes we may not be very good disciples. But we're not as bad as the worst Sunday school student ever. The worst Sunday school student ever would show up every week that had this terrible practice. Whenever asked a question, he would stop and think. And think. And this would drag on and on and on as he would think. And then he would give an answer. And always he was wrong. So the teacher decided to make it easy for him one week. Had him stand up and asked him this question. Who do we celebrate at Easter? And he stood there, thinking, and thinking, and goes on and on. And finally the teacher is ready to just throw up her hands and says, "Jesus!" the worst Sunday school student ever immediately sits down. He then asked, well, why did you sit down? He said, I thought you were calling another student. But we too struggle in our own lives in recognizing the risen Jesus. The old is still powerful. The old is still painful, even though we are told to live in the new age of the risen Lord. Our focus is not that we are just enduring this present world, and eventually we'll leave it behind for heaven. Nor is our focus that eventually Jesus will return. Our life isn't about putting up with the messes that surround us or hoping for the best in the next life. But we are to decorate our lives as being a people of new life and new hope and new possibilities that is reflected in our new behaviors. That the faith that is existent in our lives is evidence that the resurrected, the risen Jesus is active within us. We are to be the embodiment of the presence of the risen Lord. We are to act firmly when we hear Jesus' voice. We are equipped to live out Jesus' mission, to follow the path, to be His disciples. But we are caught up in the old. So often we find it to be hard. Easter is hard, and we want to make it easier. One of the things we do with Easter is we take out the cross and we add the I. We want to make it easier on us, and so we make it about ourselves. We insert ourselves into the center and the focus of our lives instead of the cross, because we want it to be easier. We are to bring about change in individuals, change in communities, change in societies. And so then, as we hear the words of Jesus to the women at the tomb, we are to rejoice. We are not to be afraid. We are to take courage with us and go. Go to a world in pain. Be a healing presence. To be a loving presence. We are to go. We have been commissioned. We have been called to create. Called to create. To create beauty and ugliness. Create order and chaos. Create love and hatred. To create hope and despair. And create peace and violence. To create justice and injustice. To create. Go, do not be afraid, and tell. That is a decorated life. As we celebrate the new hope of the risen Lord.